Back to Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. They have not lost since their first game of the season. The Michigan Tech soccer team coming back home for a couple of matches Friday night, Sunday at noon. Michelle Jacob is with us, the head coach. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good.
Nice to hear from you. Congratulations on keeping the streak going. But you had that one tie in there now, but still playing some great soccer. Talk about this past weekend, if you could.
We started out on Friday with Malone, and we had a great game with them. I thought we played pretty well. We got some goals in right away early on. It was a very, very physical match, so I know the girls were a little bit beaten up by the time that match got over. But it was great to get four goals in the back of the net for us. That's kind of a good achievement, things that we've been working on. So girls did a great job. Sunday's game, we didn't play poorly. We just couldn't finish our opportunities. We had a lot of, shots, and we hit the post a couple times. We were just wide. The goalkeeper, did a great job. So it was unfortunate, to come away with a tie. We obviously wanted to win that game, and just couldn't get that second goal in. So, definitely still a good weekend for us. I think we accomplished a lot of things down there, and it'll be nice to be home for the next 2 weeks.
Jackie Milkey with a big weekend, two goals on Friday's game, and then had the assist in Sunday's match. Talk about her play lately.
She's just so creative with the ball. She's got she's got great vision and the ability to combine with players, take players on. I think the thing about her is she's just so unpredictable. A lot of people come up to me and say, gosh, I just love watching her play because you just don't know what she's going to do. And, I think that Cherry is, when she has the ball, she's unpredictable. She's able to do so many things with it. So she's been doing well and being able to finish for us. So she had a great weekend this weekend.
But the rest of the team, seem like we've gotten some new faces that have put the ball in the back of the net recently. Janelle Rito got another goal. Jess Splitgerber had a goal. Talk about just some other players getting the opportunity to step up and put the ball in the net.
Yeah, Janelle, she's one of our most calm and calm players. She does so good with the ball. She finds great passes. And in the game against Lake Erie, the goal that she scored, she put herself in a great position. Somebody got her the ball, and she was able to finish it. She has a knack for, being in the right spot at the right time, and she's, great leader on our team. She's done so well for us. And just being an outside back, great to get a goal from her. We've worked really hard on getting our outside backs to push forward, to provide support, some crosses, and sometimes even some shots, and that's what Jess did. Got a nice little shot from outside of the box and put that thing in for us. So we've been trying to work on getting more opportunities for more individuals to score goals and take players on and getting us closer to goal so we can take some shots, and paid off on Friday.
Talk about the standings right now. We're obviously at the top along with Grand Valley State. I think Saginaw is up there as well. How do you see this thing playing out as we're nearing the last few weeks of the season here?
Yeah, we've got six more games to play, so there's still a lot of soccer left for us. I kind of look at it as every game is an opportunity, so we just need to go into these upcoming games. They're all going to be tough. We've got the last half of our schedule is a tough one, and we just need to show up and do what we do.
Well, the big games this weekend, Finley coming up on Friday. What do we know about them? And talk about that game a little bit. Preview that one for us.
Finley, whenever we've played them, it's always been a very physical match. It's always been a good match, and I anticipate that to happen again. It'll be nice to be home in front of our fans playing on Friday. They're a good team, and we always try to just go and play our game. We don't really try to change anything for anybody else. We just need to, play our style of soccer, move the ball around, get some shots off, and press them hard. So I think that's what we'll be trying to do on Friday.
And then Tiffin at noon on Sunday. You don't want to look ahead there, but what do they bring?
It's another, they're another tough opponent. They've, both teams have kind of been in the mix with games. The thing about the Gliac is there's no bad teams. So every team, you have to show up and play your best. And on any given day, you know, you can't just let one slip away. So same thing with them, is just being ready to play and going at them.
All right, Coach. Well, nice to have you back home. The Michigan Tech soccer team, no admission to get into their games Friday night at 7, Saturday or Sunday at noon. So three big days at Sherman Field. You got soccer and football and soccer, and should be a lot of fun. Can't wait. Finley and Tiffin, the two opponents for Michigan Tech soccer this weekend. Good luck, Coach.
Thanks so much.
All right, Michelle Jacob from the Michigan Tech soccer team. You had something new for Michigan Tech, Wes, that I saw, and I didn't get a chance to get it on yet today.
Snapchat.
Yes.
Snapchat. Yes, the Huskies are on Snapchat. MTU Huskies is the username. If anybody's out there is on Snapchat, or some of you probably have no idea what Snapchat even is. Basically it's a social media app and ability to share pictures and videos pretty much instantaneously directly to someone, or you can put stories, there's a My Story feature, you can put stuff out, and that's how we'll be using it. Fans can get maybe some behind the scenes pics or videos of our teams in action, so that's the idea.
And a brand new Husky on campus, I see.
Brand new Husky on campus. Yeah, the Bronze Blizzard, as it's been called, was unveiled yesterday at 2:00, and it is huge.
Yes,
very large, and all funded by alums and donors, and it's a very cool space down there. They got these, the brick pavers, and people have those personalized, and there's benches, and there's even power outlets and stuff for students to sit there and between classes and everything. So it's kind of a cool thing. I think it's called Husky Plaza, and it's a very, very neat space. If you're around campus, go check it out. Unveiled yesterday at 2:00.
Really cool. All right, Wes, thank you very much. Got anything else?
I do. Basketball teams open their practice tomorrow, Dirk.
Oh, that's right.
Actually, the official start date is tomorrow. They get, I guess, 2 hours a week, kind of like hockey does with the coaches. So they banked all that. So they're actually going to start today with their first practices. So the basketball teams will be gearing up, and they'll be in action before we know it. Just a couple of weeks, I think we'll have our first exhibition game. We'll be announcing that here real soon. And so we're looking forward to the basketball season starting. Why not? Everybody else is in action. Let's throw the basketball teams in there as well. That's the beauty of October and November in Michigan Tech athletics.
All right, that's Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And remember, if you missed any of this, you can hear it back at the Michigan Tech website, michigantechhuskies.com.